So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara asked, "Mani masnitin." Our Mishnah, which said, "Chametz shel nachish avlav pesach mutar b'hana," chametz that belonged to a non-Jew during Pesach is mutar b'hana. The shel Yisrael aser b'hana, chametz that belonged to a Jew during Pesach is aser b'hana, does not seem to follow the opinion of any of the three Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda, who said la'achar zman le'balav and did not specify, would hold that even a non-Jew's chametz is aser b'hana. Rabbi Shimon, who said that there is no law for la'achar zman, would hold that even a Jew's chametz is mutar b'hana. Rabbi Yishai Glili holds that even during Pesach, a Jew's chametz is mutar b'hana. The Gemara offers two approaches. Amar v'achabar Yaakov, lo'ilam Rabbi Yehudahi. Our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. When Rabbi Yehuda said la'achar zman le'balav, although he did not specify, he was referring to Yisrael's chametz only, but chametz of a nachri would indeed be allowed because yalav sar d'achila misar d'ri'ya. He learns the isra of eating chametz from the isra of bal yirah, just as shalcha i'ataraya aval ataraya shalacherim, the isra of bal yirah does not apply to chametz of a non-Jew. As long as you did not take responsibility for it, so too the isra of eating chametz both after Pesach and even on Pesach does not include chametz of a nachri. Even though, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one may even eat chametz of a nachri even during Pesach, the Mishnah only spoke of it being mutar b'hana after Pesach to correspond to the halacha of the chametz of a Jew, which is aser b'hana even after Pesach. Rava cannot reconcile our Mishnah with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds lo yal sar d'achil misar d'ri'ya. Rabbi Yehuda does not learn the isra of achilas chametz from the isra of bal yirah. A nachri's chametz, although not subject to bal yirah, is aser ba'achil v'ana during and after Pesach. Therefore, Rava amar lo'ilam Reb Shimon hi. Rava holds that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Reb Shimon, who holds that there is no lav for la'achar zman, and indeed, midei raisa, even a Jew's chametz is mutar b'hana after Pesach. That which the Mishnah says that chametz she'avar lav ha'Pesach shel Yisrael aser b'hana is only midrabbanan, because k'nasa k'anis, the chachamim penalize those who violated bal yirah uval yimatzeh. V'hadu bei Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha ma'ahi. Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov actually retracted his original position and also holds that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the nachri's chametz is aser. As proof, the Gemara cites a brisa where the Tanakhama says, ha'echel chametz shel hekdesh b'moyed ma'al. One who eats chametz of hekdesh on Pesach is liable for me'ila because the chametz has value. V'yesh amim lo'imal. Others say there is no me'ila because the chametz has no value on Pesach. There are five ways to understand what they disagree about, one of which is the interpretation of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. The Tanakhama holds like Rav Shimon, who said that there is no law for la'achar zman. Since the chametz becomes mutter after Pesach, it is considered to have value even on Pesach based on davar ha'gorim l'mamon k'mamon dami, and is therefore subject to me'ila. The Yeshayim holds like Rav Yehuda, who said la'achar zman b'lav. Since the chametz remains aser after Pesach, it has no value and is not subject to me'ilah. Now, chametz shel hekdesh is like chametz shel nachri, that it's not subject to bal yirah based on shel chay ataraya, aval ataraya shel acher mishal gavaya. If Rabbi Yehuda says yalav sar d'achil misar d'ri'ya, chametz shel hekdesh should be mutar b'achil v'hana, and it would have value even on Pesach, making it subject to me'ilah. Clearly, Rav Acha bar Yaakov retracted his original position and now holds that Rabbi Yehuda lo yalav sar d'achila misar d'ri'ya. Rabbi Yehuda does not learn the isra of achilas chametz from the isra of bal yirah. Therefore, chametz shel hekdesh and chametz shel nachri, although not subject to bal yirah, are aser b'achila v'ana during and after Pesach and have no value and are not subject to me'ila. The Gemara next starts a new sugya and quotes a three-way machlekes amaron about taruvas chametz, mixtures that contain chametz. The two factors we take into account are whether the chametz was mixed b'minay with its kind, or shaloi b'minay with not its kind, and whether we are dealing with chametz b'zmanay during Pesach, or shaloi b'zmanay after Pesach. Another variable is whether the isser renders the mixture usser at a ratio of b'nois and tam. The isser imparts its taste into the mixture, which is up to a ratio of 60-1, at which point it becomes bottle nullified, or b'mashu, even the most minute amount asses the mixture. Now, Macholi Suin Shabbat Teira, we have them following a Machlekes. Rav Ushmul de Amr Tavayu, Kholi Suin Shabbat Teira b'minay b'mashu, shaloi b'minay b'mneisen tam. B'yichan b'r Shlokish de Amr Tavayu, Kholi Suin Shabbat Teira b'in b'minan b'in shaloi b'minan b'mneisen tam. Therefore, regarding a mashu chametz, Rav holds as follows. B'zmanay on Pesach b'minay is asa midei raisa as our Oli Suin Shabbat Teira. Shaloi b'minay is also midrabbanan because of gzeirah shaloi b'minoi atum minoi. Rashi points out that Rav is only gezer b'chametz b'zmanoi because it is b'karis v'loi b'deili minoi. Shaloi b'zmanoi, after Pesach b'minoi, is also midaraisa as our only suin shabbatera. Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that la'achar zmanoi b'lav. Shaloi b'minoi is mutter because kulei hai lo gezrina, since it's only a lav. However, it is aser midiraisa benoisin tam as our only sur and shabbatera. Shmuel holds as follows: Bizmanoi on Pesach b'minoi is aser midiraisa as our only sur and shabbatera. Shaloi b'minoi is mutter because Shmuel is not goyzer shaloi b'minoi atu b'minoi. Shaloi b'zmanoi after Pesach b'minoi is mutter because Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon that la'achar zmanoi is not aser midiraisa. Shaloi b'minoi is mutter for the same reason, and both are mutter even benoisin tam. We must reiterate, according to both Rav and Shmuel, that whenever the Gemara says mutter in the case of a deraisa, it only means that it's mutter b'mashu, but it's still aser b'neisen tam. Rabbi Yechon holds as follows: Bizmanoi on Pesach b'minoi and shaloi b'minoi are both aser mideraisa b'neisen tam as our only student shabbatar. Shaloi bizmanoi after Pesach b'minoi and shaloi b'minoi are both mutter because Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Shimon that la'achar zmanoi is not aser midaraisa. Rava paskins bizmanoi, like Rav, that even a mashu chametz will make the mixture aser, whether it is b'minoi or shaloi b'minoi. Shaloi bizmanoi, that all taruvas chametz is mutter because we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, even though Rabbi Shimon holds that chametz sh'avar lava pesach is at least aser midrabanan, hanemili be'enei, avaloi al de taruvas, that is only chametz itself, but not mixtures.